Off the Ball Rugby.
The story is it's because it's his son, but if it was whatever, Owen O'Brien, with that experience, it's his fourth Lions tour. He does it. This is meat and drink to him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
League of Ireland football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Here's Stephen Kenny ahead of St Pat's first qualifying round of the Conference League. You're taking on Hagelman tomorrow. You've just trained here. Pitch is looking great. How are preparations going this morning?
Yeah, no, preparations have gone fine. We're looking forward to the game. The European game's a culmination of a year's effort, and the players worked extremely hard to get here. And now that you're here, you want to do yourself justice, and hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, and obviously you had a few people over at their recent league game. What's your expectations for the game?
Yeah, I think it's keenly balanced. I think traditionally Lithuanian teams would have had essentially 90% Lithuanian players, but they're quite a multinational team. Cameroon centre forward, Brazilian number 10, Japanese left back, Serbian midfielder, Ukrainian winger. So they have a lot of different nationalities, and they're top of it. Well, second in their league at the moment. So they've gone well this year, midway through the season. So it'll be a real, real tough game.
Yeah, and I think they're a team that like to transition very quickly going forward. Is that something you've looked at in preparation?
Well, I think from our point of view, we've got to focus on ourselves, really. And we had a good training session today, and, you know, we've stopped hitting the back of the net, as it's well documented. It's our biggest strength, is probably scoring goals. And then we've hit a barren period, so we need to get back at it, really, in a positive way, and show the belief that we need to go and win the game. We have so many avenues to score, and we must focus on a level of creativity that we need, and fight, because physically they're strong, and we're smaller, so we're going to have to match up.
And do you think the goal scoring is down to mentality now? Once one goes in, they'll start putting them in again.
There are never any guarantees, but you do feel that. You do feel that once you get one, like, that it'll really open up. You do feel that.
Yeah, and is the mentality going into this game, knowing what you have to do, is the team confident in the preparation that's been done?
Yeah, I feel so. We know we've got a tougher opposition than people would realise. People think, you should turn over the Italian opposition, but it's not like that. It's a very, very strong side, and we have to... We'll have to earn the right to do that. We'll have to play really well to do that over two legs. But we are definitely capable of that. We must back ourselves to do that.
And obviously the two-legged affair, the pitch here has been shortened, and obviously they have a very small AstroTurf as well back in Lithuania. Is that something that you have looked at?
It's one of those, strange rules, isn't it? So they brought the pitch in because the maximum distance between... the advertising hortons on the pitch, but you have to adhere to the rules, and that's the way it is.
And I'm sure the experience of, obviously, you got to the playoff last year, the competition, that'll help the team this year.
Yeah, you know, nobody expected that, to get the right to the playoff and through the hard way through them, but we must believe we can do something similar. But you've got to win the first game, and that's we're not looking forward to that.
Yeah, and you're hoping hopefully that first win tomorrow can carry through momentum for the rest of the season,
yeah,
like it did last year.
Yeah, we do. We need it. We're desperate for it. We want it. We want to go on a run. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you said previously this week you need to fight for your life. Is it sort of all or nothing on these two games now?
No, I think... everyone at the club worked so hard to go from Turf and Bottom to get into Europe last year. Highly improbable at the time, and for us to do it, and then having had a taste of getting right to the playoff last year, the players now know what's possible, and so we have to fight. Nobody's going to give you that. You have to earn it. Nobody gives you anything. You got to earn it, and we have to show desire to do that.
And I think their manager was part of the team in 2013 that knocked Pats out of the competition. Is there a bit of revenge in the dressing room? Put it all to bed.
Scarlett, I mean, he played for Dunfermline, who before he left a year or two before I took over as manager there many years ago. And apparently, you know, did play in that team. That was the last St. Pat's team to win the league, which was 12 years ago. And at the time, they got beaten in Europe. Obviously, he played in that game. So, but that's a world away. You know, that's so long ago that it's not necessarily relevant to this game.
Of course, yeah. And tomorrow night, sold out crowd here at Richmond Park. How important will that support BT?
Yeah, and it's so restricted with the attendance because of the seating and the ruling on the seating. You know, it's rather unfortunate. It's just where the club is and where clubs are in Ireland at times, and it's very unfortunate that people can't go, like, you know. But it's and I remember coming in last year thinking the atmosphere is not going to be quite right because you're always at empty areas, you know. But remarkably, it was brilliant. The atmosphere was, the supporters just pulled the performance on themselves out to really inspire the players, and hopefully, you know, they can do that tomorrow as well.
And was there ever talk, I know last year the playoff game was played in Tallaght, was that ever something that was on the cards for this game, or was it always set to be played here?
Yeah, I think we can play the first two rounds here. Okay. And then after that, the third round has to be moved.
In case you missed this morning's Off The Ball Breakfast,
we had this.
Had a fans battle.
Go on, I'm struggling. Is this a Cork hurling thing? But I just, like,
what is that, lad? I mean, Cork is new.
But, like, yes. So any Cork hurling fans I've been talking to over the last few weeks, they're stricken by a kind of terror.
And we also had this.
The call to arms, like, Tipperary are at the exact same crack. I was in the Horse and Jockey last night. And Liam Cahill and Jake Morris were at the exact same crack. I hope the Tipperary fans can get a hold of tickets because we are going to need them. And, well, Jesus, they were worth an extra point last weekend, weren't they?
Hey.
The way they celebrated Noel McGrath's wide into the hill. So
you can catch everything from this morning's Off The Ball Breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Here with Ryan McLaughlin ahead of St Pat's first European qualifier against FC Hegeman. You were just after finishing up training here. How'd it go for you?
Yeah, it was a good training. Obviously, just all preparation towards the game. We all know it's a big night for us, so we've prepared really well. So now we're just looking forward to taking that into tomorrow night's game behind a very good crowd.
Yeah, and obviously this is your second year now in a row in Europe. You have the experience of a good year last year, obviously getting to the playoffs. How much will that experience help the team this week?
Yeah, obviously we've got very good memories of Europe. I want to create new ones. I felt like Europe last season kick-started our season for us, really. So we're hoping to try and do the same. We brought a lot of confidence into Europe last season, and that's what we want to do as well here. Felt like we've done very well at home in the home games and took advantage of the home ties. So that's what we're looking to get into do this year.
Yeah, obviously not coming in an ideal preparation. Use our winless in the last six. Has frustration set into the side at all? Are you trying to turn over a new leaf in the new competition?
There's games there where we've actually played well. We've created a lot of chances, and hoping obviously just one falls, we end up scoring one. Hopefully it'll lead into a few more goals. And we have a lot of confidence in each other. And we'll have to take that confidence into the games. And can't really think too much about that. We just need to focus on each individual game as it comes and what chances they bring, and just attack them.
Yeah, and you're probably happy enough as a defender. Good few clean sheets this season. It's probably the other end of the pitch that's probably struggling. A few injuries as well, not helping with that. Is it the mentality of once we get one, they'll all start flowing again like buses, or what's the sort of thought process?
Yeah, like, I mean, as defensive clean sheets, yeah. But the whole team helps with them. It's not just the keeper and the back four and midfield. Everyone contributes to that, and everyone contributes as well to the attacking side of things and scoring goals. So it's a team collective thing, and we just need to get behind each other, and obviously we can have fond memories last year, like I said, in Europe, and we need to take them fond memories and sort of use them as a bit of fuel for this year.
And speaking just there, you said that the defence isn't only sort of talking about defending the goal clean sheet. You're obviously a defender that likes to get forward. Is that something you'll be looking to do? Obviously Hegelman are a type of team that like to break on the transition. Is that something that you're sort of looking at?
Yeah, no, we've watched them quite a bit. We know their strengths, we know their weaknesses, and we've got a clear plan sort of going out, and we just obviously have to implement that as the players on the pitch. And we know the quality we have, we know the strengths we have, and we just need focus on that going into the game and think of ourselves.
And obviously you're one of the most experienced players in the dressing room. What's your sort of role like in the dressing room this week, helping sort of the younger players come along? And obviously it's a big game.
Yeah, obviously, like all seasons are roller coasters. There's a lot of ups and downs, and the old saying goes, like, when it's down, you can't get too down, and when it's up, you can't get too up. You just have to keep as level-headed as possible. And I know the cliche as well is you just taking each game as it comes, but you have to. You can't really look too far in. You can't look too far back. I know there's been games where we've left a lot of points in the league, where we felt like we could have come out with something. And there's been times where we haven't played well, and we've ended up getting the results. So it all evens itself out, but we're hoping that we can push on. All we have to do is think about the positives, think about what we can do to attack Hegelman and what we can do to sort of play to our strengths. And now we're looking forward to these two massive games coming up.
Yeah, and obviously tomorrow night's the big night. We're here at home at Richmond Park. The pitch has been taken in a bit for UEFA regulations. Is that something that'll play into your mind?
No, not really. Anyone's really mentioned it too much. I know obviously Richmond has been really good to us. I feel like we get brilliant support here, and we obviously have to use that. I know there's only two sort of sides of the stadium that are probably getting used, but no, it worked well for us last year, and I know we get brilliant support here. It pushes us on a lot, so yeah, we're just hoping to hopefully have the fans singing for us when we give them something to shout about for tomorrow night.
And just speaking of the fans, obviously it's sold out tomorrow night. How important is that to have the crowd behind you?
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. You've seen the atmosphere even again in the last game as well, all season. Since I've came here, to be honest, I didn't really know much about the league until I came here, and I didn't realise how passionate the fan bases were. And it's a brilliant atmosphere. Anyone like you sort of speak to, like even when, because I'm from up north, anyone you speak to and tell them to come down, and they absolutely love it. They end up getting addicted to come to the games. So the atmospheres are all part of that. They're a massive part. And yeah, the atmospheres have been brilliant, especially at Richmond. And yeah, we just want to try and give the fans something to keep the place bouncing. And it's been brilliant so far.
What is sort of your message for the players in there heading into tomorrow?
It's just basically just realising how good we all are individually. We're all brilliant players. I know sometimes results aren't going our way. Sometimes performances haven't been there, but we sort of have to like stay confident in ourselves. The characteristics that we have, the individual talent that we have, it's second to none. And I feel like if we do that, if we give 100%, if we do that as a team tomorrow, we should hopefully come out with a good positive result.
And what's it like just leading out in Europe? Obviously special moment for you.
Yeah, it's brilliant. All the atmospheres are brilliant. The Europe games are special. It's what every player wants to be playing in. And we have big aspirations to do really well in Europe, and we want to continue that. And obviously we know how difficult teams are when we're playing. We're obviously playing against different cultures as well, different styles of play that we mightn't come up against in the league. But they're all brilliant experiences, and hopefully the experience of last year will help us into this campaign.
And obviously Hegelman knocked Pats out in 2013 of the competition. Is there a bit of revenge on the cards in the dressing room?
Yeah, I think Chris Forth was probably the only one that was there at the time, but no, we were aware of that. Yeah, but we're it's obviously completely different, new teams, both new squads, new managers. So now we're just sort of trying to take it as individuals as it comes, really. And this is a brand new team against another brand new team, and we just have to do our job.
League of Ireland Football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.